Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
I was just over here telling Haley my very, very sad story about spending way too much money on a pair of New Balances that I like had to have. I scoured the internet.
Yeah.
Fucking found them.
Yeah.
They send them to me. They're the wrong size.
And they're like, so cute, you guys.
Haley's like, they're so cute. I'm like, I know. That's why I spent too much money for them.
Yeah.
Like, over market price.
Yeah.
And they won't give me a refund. They won't give me a replacement. So Normandy's getting them.
Merry Christmas. Here's your bonus.
I literally was like, it's Christmas in July. Merry Christmas. Like, I'm not buying you a Christmas present. I've been told. She doesn't care.
No.
And that's how you don't like traditional.
Anyway. Exactly. Yeah, like
traditional gifts anyhow. So yeah. Here you go.
Here's your very untraditional
gift.
But
they're so cute. So now I'm like, do I buy another pair?
I feel like I have PTSD and I was barely associated with this. Like, I don't know.
They're just like the perfect color. They're the perfect color.
They really are. They're color like, combo too. There's like a nice like nude. There's like a little blue, a little cream.
There's just like super neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. They're like the 90-60 like driftwood pink. That's what they're called. But they
What's
don't
90-60 mean?
The style.
Oh, okay. It's like the design style of the shoe.
Yeah. So I could find another pair, but they're going to cost me like the same amount of money.
Yeah. And then they're going to send you a 4.5.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyhow. How are you guys?
How are you? We miss you.
We miss you. I feel like we haven't been in the office. I don't think we were in the office since we've like recorded last time.
No, this is our first time.
Haley went away. Then I went away. Now we're just sitting here in an office full of boxes.
Again. So many boxes. You guys were boxed in. We mad ordered a whole bunch of stuff for Long Beach. And it got here. I'm like, wait, did we order all of this? Why are there 40 boxes?
We ordered all of this. We ordered 6 nude mannequin heads.
Oh, they're so sleek, though.
They're super cute.
I can't.
I'm trying to like up our
booth game.
Our booth game.
Yeah.
Like the aesthetic of our booth.
Yeah, the displays and everything's acrylic.
Yeah, everything's acrylic and nude and like very cute.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can like reuse this.
Yes. No, we
but
are.
We're definitely reusing
it. For sure.
We also bought like a floor.
You guys, after standing on concrete for 2 days straight, your body is literally broken in half. If you guys have been to a convention center and you walk around, you know how hard that is. But standing is way harder. And so, yeah, we literally bought, it's like
memory foam.
Anti-fatigue.
That's what it is.
Floor mat.
Anti-fatigue floor mats.
These in are a the wood grain, to be specific.
Yeah, they're cute. That you don't think about until like you do it. You're like, I don't need to pay for a floor.
And no,
then
you
I'm like,
do.
No, you need
especially
to pay.
Especially if you're in your 30s.
But exactly.
We're getting 2 floors for Long Beach.
I was like, speaking of Normandy and her freaking shoes, she came to the Vegas show with us and she bought these like sandals.
Uh-huh. Like knockoff Tevas from Amazon for like $4.
And she's like, why does my heel hurt? And we looked down and her heel had literally gone through her brand new shoes because we had been standing and walking so much.
I mean, they were really crappy and cheap shoes.
They were like styrofoam. And then I was like, you need a good shoe. And then she went and bought good shoes and now I'm giving her my own shoes. So
she's really coming up in the shoe game.
She really is. Again, if you don't know who Normandy is, she is our cousin, and we recently brought her on, almost 3 months ago now?
Yeah,
she's
like,
about to have her 90-day
eval. Yeah.
So we're talking about her, so I think she's going to make it through the evaluation.
Yes, yeah. She's already getting her Christmas bonus, so.
Yeah. That might be that's her Christmas bonus from her boss.
Yeah.
Maybe and her cousin.
Right, I know.
Both. But she has been helping us with our email and text message marketing, and I'm probably going to be throwing some more things at her, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to teach her how to do some, like, basic stuff on Canva. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have, like, another set of hands and eyes that we can trust.
Yeah. And brain.
Yeah. I was, like, telling my parents, I was like, Normandy's kind of like another Haley, which is, like, the most exciting thing to me.
Aw.
Yeah.
No, she's like a little go-getter. She works so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, we just love her.
This is Haley Jr., and I'm so here for it.
Yay.
Yay.
Haley Jr., except she's like a foot taller than me.
But she is younger than you.
She is younger.
She a foot taller than you?
I don't know, but she's definitely taller.
But anyhow, you might have seen her, met her at the Las Vegas show mm-hmm. in June. And if you're coming to the Long Beach show, which is June 20th and 21st.
August.
I mean, August. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
June?
June. Jesus.
Yeah. No, it's August.
August. August mm-hmm. 20th and 21st. Uh-huh. I don't even know what month it is.
Yeah.
At the Long Beach Convention Center, there's tickets on sale already. Mm-hmm. If you buy them soon, I think you get a little bit of a discount. We're going to be there.
We are.
Booth 349.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be selling everything.
Literally.
Literally everything that we can fit. Everything that we can fit.
Yeah.
But all of the products, everything will be discounted. We'll mm-hmm. have extra special discounts for wholesale. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, come say hi, come take a picture, mm-hmm. come shop.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that the first 25 people that come on Sunday are going to get a free mini cold roller with purchase.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
A free autographed mini cold roller. I think you should sign
if you really want, sure. But I don't know if anybody like wants my autograph on their mini cold roller.
It made me think like back in the day when people would like line up to like meet someone, like you would line up yeah. to meet, you know,
like when
JC Chazé.
Literally. Yeah. That's what they're going to do.
That's what,
but yeah. I'll be signing mini cold rollers.
Yeah, for sure.
Love. I'm here for it if you really want me to. But yeah. I'm not going to have a Sharpie, so bring your own.
We'll have a Sharpie, you guys.
I can't take myself that seriously. but before we get into today's episode, I wanted to shout out our sponsors, Spawn Equipment and SkinAct. They just came out with 5 new luxurious serums.
Mm-hmm.
Check those out. I posted them on my Instagram. They've got like a 4D hyaluronic acid, a peptide, a collagen, a bunch of other ones.
Yeah. They're really aesthetic. They're really pretty.
They're really aesthetic. They're really pretty. They're just in time for summer. So mm-hmm. you can go to spaandequipment.com and shop the entire website. And don't forget to always use my code, which is KCKASEY, for an additional 5% off. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're like, you know, spending some dough mm-hmm. maybe on a new bale bed,
mm-hmm.
maybe the Katana steamer,
mm-hmm.
the Platinum multifunction machine, 5% can actually go a really long way.
Yeah, it adds up.
Especially would probably like take off most of your shipping, depending where you're shipping, like shipping mm-hmm. the products to. Mm-hmm.
And like just save it. Like just use the code.
Just
save
always the use money. The code when you're yeah. shopping. Always, always, always. Yeah. It should always work. If it does, let me know. I did have someone ask me the other day, they're like, what's like the difference between like the Katana steamer
uh-huh.
and like the Platinum multifunction machine?
Mm.
So the Katana steamer is literally just a steamer. Mm-hmm. You can get a magnifying lamp attachment
mm-hmm.
where I've been using the Platinum multifunction machine because that's what it is. It's a multifunction machine. It's got a steamer, a mag lamp, a towel warmer, and then it has 6 other modalities that you can customize, including like high frequency, microdermabrasion, skin scrubber. So that's definitely for like your, that's not on a budget. Like that's like yeah. you're balling. Like
yeah.
I think it's bougie. Almost, yeah, that's bougie. I think I wrote a blog on it.
Yeah.
That was like
yeah, yeah.
bougie versus budget. Mm-hmm. So check that out on the website at glowskincarela.com. Again, shop anything at spa and equipment that we've talked about, spaandequipment.com. Okay.
Back to the episode.
Now that we got that out of the way. I had posted the other day on Instagram, let me pull it up, please hold.
Do, do, do,
thank you.
Do, do,
okay, here we go. 3 things that changed my career as an esthetician: raising my prices, selling retail, and online booking. And I put on my own website
mm-hmm. specifically
yeah. And I would say I just got a lot of comments and questions in general mm-hmm. about this post, but I feel like I got a lot of questions about the online booking
mm-hmm.
and what I meant by on my own website.
Yeah.
I feel like there was like a lot of like confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we start there.
Yeah. Do a little deep dive on what it means to have your own website.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't build my own booking website. We always use Booker, which is now Mindbody.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of you use Virago, Square. There's a million out there.
Yeah.
Don't ask me my opinion on them because they all have like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yeah. You know, right now we're using Square, but like barely.
For our one client.
For our one client, yeah. Rachel.
She loves it. It works great.
Right. Or like if you guys came in to shop here at the spa, like we would use Square to check you out.
Yeah.
But that's like about it.
Yeah, we're basically just using it as like a payment processor. Like we're not using it for booking or anything like that.
So when you use Square or Booker or Mindbody, any of those, it gives you a booking link. Mm-hmm. And you could put like your logo and all your web or not your websites, all your services mm-hmm. and your prices mm-hmm. and a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, especially when estheticians are first starting out going solo, mm-hmm. they'll use that as their website. Mm-hmm.
It is not a website. It is not your website.
It's not your website. And if you're, you know, balling on a budget, mm-hmm. start with that. I think that's great. But if you really want to take yourself and your business like seriously into the next level, mm-hmm. I would highly, highly, highly recommend having your own website. Mm-hmm. It's not expensive. Mm-hmm. They're not that difficult to build. But I know in the esthetician world, like a lot of us are not tech savvy.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
If you wanted help, Haley and I can help you.
We would love to.
I know there's also other estheticians that are helping build websites. I want to actually shout out Winnie. I know she's built like a bunch of websites. She's an esthetician, but I can't remember how many she said she's done now, but if you go to her Instagram, it's Winnie, WINNIE Skin Co. And you can always DM her and go, hey, Casey sent me, I heard you like build websites.
Yeah. That's so cool. I didn't know she was doing that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So check her out. But Haley and I would love to help you as well mm-hmm. if you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's what you do. You're going to go to, like, we used Squarespace for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can build like a very simple but beautiful, aesthetically pleasing website. Mm-hmm. And a website is, you know, you go to, you type in glowskincarelay.com mm-hmm. and you go to a website.
Yeah.
And it's all ours.
Yes.
We own that. We own.
Yeah. It's not back. It's not vargo.com/ Casey Boone.
Right.
You know.
Yes. So we own the website. And on the website is where we have like a homepage that tells us like all about us. Mm-hmm. We have a shop where you can buy all of our products. Mm-hmm. We have a blog where we're talking about whatever the heck we want. And then I have links that hyperlink to another page.
And that means like when you see like a highlighted word that's like underlined and you click on it and it takes you to another place on the website, that's a hyperlink.
Right. And you can hyperlink to a quote unquote, technically another website, mm-hmm. like your booking page. Mm-hmm. So you could add your booking site to your webpage.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I think
I'm trying to like break it down as simple as possible.
Yeah.
I want to like show like on a big freaking screen or something. I need a PowerPoint presentation.
Excuse me while I get out my PowerPoint.
Yeah. And so like we have one, if you go to the website and you click on where it says podcast, mm-hmm. it'll take you to another page. And that page technically is not on our website. It's on our podcast website mm-hmm. through a different company.
Yes.
And you can do the same thing with your booking website.
Yes. So you're sending people to your booking link, basically.
Yes. So I hope that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You should have the booking link and you should also have like a separate website.
Your actual business website.
Yes. We used Squarespace for a long time because I was just looking for something that's like easy to read, aesthetically pleasing. They have templates mm-hmm. where you can put in your own pictures, your own text, your own content.
Yeah.
I say that's where you should start. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say, I think it's really important. It was one of the first things that I did even back in 2011 when like the internet was still very young. I had a website.
Yeah.
There wasn't much on there.
But you don't need much. If you're a little solo business, you don't need 10 pages.
You can add as you think of other things. Mm-hmm. You can eventually add a blog. Mm-hmm. You can add a photo gallery. Mm-hmm. You can add an about me. Mm-hmm. You can add a page of services.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like we used to have a page that had like all the services mm-hmm. and explanation and then a separate link where you could click to book.
Perfect.
So I can explain more on that. But let me pull up. what questions. I think I kind of answered everything that people were asking, but let's double check.
Double checking. And,
like, anything else on, like, that you can think of? Or that's as you clear as I can get with
you
words.
Can also link back. That's important. Would be like linking to your Instagram.
Yeah, you always want to mention your Instagram on the bottom, and you want to put the booking link in like multiple places. Like it should be right front and center on your main page.
Yeah,
and probably like every other page. Yeah, that's what your goal is, to get more bookings, which I would assume most of you listening, that's your goal.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also eventually add a shop where you could sell your retail online.
Yeah. But that's a whole other thing.
Right. But people are curious.
Yeah.
Because we started selling on Squarespace. Mm-hmm. But once we became more of a shop and less of a spa.
Yeah. More e-commerce, less of a day spa.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were selling all of our products online, which we're doing now. Mm-hmm. We switched from Squarespace, which hosted our website, to Shopify, which hosts our website now. Yeah, and see, people are like, what website do you use and why do you prefer your own? So, okay, I think I answered that. Let's see. People are saying, how do you go about making your own website? I feel like we kind of covered that.
Yeah, yeah. Go to squarespace.com and click start.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
There's lots of like training videos and stuff too.
Yeah, you guys can figure it out. Savvy. You're a savvy bunch.
Yeah, people are saying, how did I go about selling retail on the website? You can create a shop and it'll walk you through the entire process. Do you use Shopify? Yes, we do use Shopify now. Let me see if there's anything else. It's like, there's so much, guys. Like, I get that it's overwhelming. I get it.
Yeah, but also I feel like, you know, we've talked about this before, like the summer can be a little bit slower for a lot of you. Like now might be a good time to take, you know, a couple hours every day this week and start making your website.
Right.
Give yourself a little project.
Exactly. And if you don't have a website and if you're not online booking, like what are you doing? I'm sorry.
Start that, please.
It's 2023. I can guarantee you that you are losing sleep. I can guarantee that you're losing customers, potential customers. Like, who is picking up the phone to make an appointment? Like, no, and holding it to their ear?
I mean, rarely.
Like, I'm going to be scrolling at midnight looking to book a facial, and I don't want to talk to anyone, and I just want to be able to book it.
Right. Make it easier on your clients. Make it easier on yourself.
Please. And if you have a beautiful, legit-looking website, it's going to guarantee you more booking. Mm-hmm. I click on so many websites, and I know that you guys are, like, running successful spas, but the website is not reflecting that, and it's insane to me.
Yeah, you're like, do I want to get a facial
here?
No. It needs to be inviting. It needs to represent you. It needs to represent your service, what your spa's like.
Yeah.
Which, again, we know this is a lot. So pace yourself.
It's just like a lot of us. I'm just scrolling through these questions one more time, make sure I, like, you know, didn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. People are saying that, like, this one girl saying she has her own website through Shopify for her skincare products and recently signed up for a third-party booking site to add to the website. Do you use a booking app that's already placed from Shopify, the app store, or did it within building your website?
I think you would get an app.
Well, we used Booker.
Yeah.
And you just hyperlink it.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You don't need to use the app through Shopify at all. You can just link it to whatever. Like, if you're already using Virago, just link it.
Yeah, but if you wanted an app, I'm sure there is one you could use.
There might be, but it might not be specific to estheticians.
Also
which,
true.
Sorry, this might be more confusing. people saying, how do I book my own website? Hold on one other. Let's see what else. Doing all three, is there a way to purchase my products directly on our website through Square Checkout?
Huh?
She says she's doing all three.
Okay.
But is there a way to purchase my products directly on our own website through Square Checkout? I'm not sure what she means by that.
I cannot dissect that one.
But these...
Is she asking about our products? Like, those skincare products?
I think she means hers.
Okay, she's selling inventory.
It sounds like maybe she's using Square and not an actual website. I know this is confusing, guys. Sorry. I'm just trying,
we're trying to,
like,
help. We're trying everyone. To help. Yeah.
I'm just double checking. Yeah. I'm like, there's just a lot of confusion.
Yeah. So hopefully that cleared things up. If we confused you on other things, let us know. With very specific questions.
I feel like we need to talk about this, like, even more. And I need to come up with, like, a very, like, specific PowerPoint presentation to, like, share with you guys.
I mean, I can make, like, some stories that explain it, maybe.
That's not even enough.
They need, like, a video.
It's like, I need to, like, sit down with you one-on-one. Like, honestly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you hire out for this. Mm-hmm. If this is, like, not your thing, you can hire out.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Call me. Call Haley.
Phone a friend. We're here.
Phone a friend. Like, we're here to help. Yeah. For sure. I love building websites.
I would love to do someone that wasn't ours.
We would love to, honestly.
That would be great.
So,
love a new project.
Honestly, we love a new project, even though we're sitting here with 4,000 projects piling up everywhere.
I just want someone else's project. I'm tired of my own projects.
Exactly. So you could email us at sales@glowskincarelay.com and we could help you with your website.
Yay.
But yeah, it kind of all, like, circles back to, like, raise your prices,
mm-hmm.
start selling some product.
Mm-hmm.
And get your online booking, like,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Because I just get so many questions about, like, you know, you're slow, you're not making enough money. Mm-hmm. Have you done any of these things? Have you thought about them?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're scared to raise your prices, start selling retail first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like me selling retail in the spa to my clients taught me so much.
Mm.
So much so that I was confident enough to raise my prices.
Mm-hmm.
I literally doubled my income.
Mm-hmm.
It was double, wasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah.
50%.
Yeah.
Which is insane. And then I was so confident that I was able to create my own product, mm-hmm. which is now what we do full time.
Yeah.
So you just never know where, like, these things might lead you.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're fine with just doubling your income, that's freaking amazing. Yeah. You don't need to
be fine with that.
You should be fine with that. You don't need to be me and, like, just be selling cold rollers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you want to be me, that's great too.
Yeah.
Just find something besides a cold roller.
That's ours.
No, it's not. But, you know, we might have been doing it before it was cool.
Legitimately.
But it's kind of like these, like, stepping stones that, like, open up your mind and your perspective mm-hmm. to, like, other things that you can do.
It allows you to be creative and tap into all those things. So,
yeah.
Give it a shot.
But, like, I hated selling retail.
Hated.
So nervous.
Like,
uncomfortable.
She wouldn't.
No. And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't selling. I was helping people improve their skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know these products will help you. If you listen to me and purchase even just one to start, you'll notice
a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where, like, my perspective changed.
Yeah. You can't be like, oh, I'm doing this because I need money. It's
right.
Like, no, you're doing this because they need an SPF with moisturizer.
Literally. Everybody does. And I just started with, like, small goals for myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to sell one product to every single client who comes in. And sometimes I'd sell one to, you know, Sally,
mm-hmm.
and then Rachel would come in and buy 4 to 10.
Yeah.
So that would, like, balance out throughout the day.
Yeah. Or would buy 0.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like you're averaging.
We're averaging.
If you have 10 clients in a day, you want to try and sell 10 products in a day.
Right. And what I say by, like, doubling the income, because mm-hmm. I feel like, or like 50% of what I was making.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I was making $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
I was selling $500 in retail mm-hmm. on top of the $1,000 I was making on services. So that was $1,500 mm-hmm. in one day.
Yeah.
And it's possible.
And sometimes more.
Definitely
sometimes
more.
It would be $1,000 worth of services and $1,000 worth of inventory.
For sure. I mean, I think at the, like, when I was, like, really killing it, I mm-hmm. was doing, like, over 50%
of
my services.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
I think there were days you were selling more product than you were doing services.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why I transferred over. I was like, wait, I don't have to be, like, trapped in this treatment room. Or I started to feel trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I love being in the treatment room, but I didn't want to be in there 10 hours a day anymore.
No.
And honestly, doing that changed my life. Mm-hmm. It changed my career. That's why we're sitting here talking about it.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And just, like, you know, once I started selling a bunch of cosmetics, I was like, could I make my own product? That's where the mm-hmm. cold rollers came mm-hmm. in. And the cold roller started as like, I sold 50. Then we sold 300.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's all we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't start from me just like making a bunch of money off of the cold rollers or products. It started as a little baby side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the babyest side hustle.
Yeah.
Like we were just breaking even. Like I was making just enough money to reorder and hire on Haley.
Yeah. And that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then here we are.
Look at me now.
Look at me now.
We're getting paper.
I don't know how many total cold rollers we're at now, but I know you said we're like at 100,000 towels.
Isn't that crazy?
100,000 towels. 100,000 people. Not 100,000 people, but
there's 100,000 towels on faces out there. That's 100,000 faces too.
It's so crazy.
I know. It's a very big milestone.
So thank you guys.
Yeah.
100,000 and we're over 100,000.
Over 100.
And now we're on to 1,000,000. That's the next goal. No big deal.
No big deal.
You know we'll hit
it. Give us a few more years. We'll get there.
For sure we will. Just like I said, when I hit 10,000 followers, that I'd get to 100. Mm-hmm. And now I'm over 100.
Uh-huh.
It takes time.
100,000 followers, 100,000 towels.
Period. But it takes time. It takes consistency. Yeah. It's not, your growth is not linear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you started today, think where you could be in 5 years.
Yeah.
If I started today.
Mm-hmm.
At 100,000 towels, how long will it take me to get to 1,000,000? Or just like, you know, we started this podcast a couple years ago, and now we're at almost 500,000 downloads.
Yeah. And these are like huge numbers.
Huge. But it didn't start as huge numbers.
It did not start there. No, it started as one towel.
Literally one towel.
Well, three.
I don't even remember who the first customer is.
We could find out.
Yeah.
They better still be ordering.
I can't. Haley. Anyhow, there's your motivational speech for the day. Go get your online booking. I encourage you to sell more retail. It's not going to, like, things are not going to happen overnight, but I promise you, if you look back in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 years.
And that's why it's good to write your goals down and date them.
Also, I never date them.
No, I know you don't. But you probably like freakishly remember like exactly
when
you were done. So if you can't remember, write down the date, write down your goals, because then in 6 months you can actually look back and be like, yes, this was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I've hit these goals. I haven't hit these goals. I'm close. And that'll just encourage you to keep going.
Yeah. And don't be discouraged if you don't hit your goal yet.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Because I don't give that much attention.
No.
You know?
No.
If we were like plummeting, like for example, like with our, we have a Glow towel, our towel, we have a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy them one pack, you can buy them wholesale, and you can also order a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how long it actually took us to like build up the subscription. Like I feel like it was actually kind of quick, but it then was. It's been like kind of like consistent.
It's consistent. I mean, it's still growing, but very, very slowly.
But it's still growing.
Yeah.
It'd be different if it was like plummeting and like we were like losing money or people weren't like subscribing.
Right. Right.
And I had like a big number in mind, which is like times three of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't gotten there yet. But I'm still so proud that not only have we been consistent with the amount of subscribers, that we are slowly in an upward trend.
Yes.
So again, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. And we didn't set, this wasn't like a time sensitive goal. Like it wasn't like we needed
it wasn't like three times
by the end of the year.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, right now we have 100 subscribers and eventually we want 1,000 subscribers, like for example.
Yeah.
But like we know we'll get there.
Of course.
One day.
One day. Slow and steady wins the race.
For sure. For sure.
And that's what we're focused on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyhow, make sure you're following me on Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, YouTube at Glow Skincare LA.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And we'll be back next week.
We will.
Okay.
That's exciting.
I know. Bye, guys.